Dublin. I'm in Dublin again. It feels really good. Actually feels a lot better now than it did 5 minutes ago when I was checking into the Croke Park Hotel, 4-star hotel opposite the very large Croke Park stadium. And for some reason I asked what seems to me like a ridiculous question, do you have free Wi-Fi in the rooms? And they said, we have free Wi-Fi. And I said, in the rooms? And they said, not technically, not in your room. What do you mean? Get rid of the water. I don't need water. Just make sure I've got free Wi-Fi. Wi-Fi only exists in the lobby and bar area and on floor four. Floor four being a floor reserved for executive types, I think, that need Wi-Fi. Executive types mainly use those massive laptops that they only ever plug in, I assume. I don't know many executive types. Nevertheless, I was momentarily taken aback and just looked like a little bit of a blubbering wreck. What about my iPad? What about my iPhones? What about my MacBook Air, which I think I do have an adapter for, but plugging it into a cable? I don't think I've ever used it. I have it just in case in some far-flung area of Eastern Europe when I stop round at some ruin of a hotel, they say, we've got internet, but you have to plug in. I'm like, fine, I'm equipped for that, but not here, surely. We're at a conference talking about the future. MASH Media. Now, it seems that when I said that we're at a conference talking about the future, that the Croke Park Hotel looked nervously over at their TripAdvisor's mega score, which they show proudly on the reception table. And they kind of mumbled to each other, went into a back room, came back and said, sir, maybe it was because they were staring at the Twitter t-shirt and they worried about what would happen if I should share. I'd already shared, actually. We were already having a conversation. There were people upstairs in the hotel going, I'm on the Wi-Fi, it's crap. And people saying, I've booked into there, why haven't they got Wi-Fi? They do have it in certain places, don't panic. But they came back and said, hey, don't worry, here's a key to floor four. Woohoo! Cheeky, I know. But I'm here, and I'm even more happy, and I'm really looking forward to look at that. There's a piece of art on the wall. It's bumpy art as well. It looks like it's actually been painted and not printed. That's the kind of room I'm in. MASH Media. Google it or search it on, and you'll see. If you go to mediacontact.ie, who are Media Flash on Twitter, you'll see all the details about what we're going to be doing in the next couple of days. Slightly embarrassing, I was stood in the lift, not normally staying in such swanky establishments as this. And maybe it was just floor four because it was the secret special floor. But the lift wasn't working and I was just too impatient, what with me, a device in each hand, trying to tweet, take a photograph, check in on Gowalla, that I just left the lift going, bloody thing's not working. Right into the arms of Bill Thompson, Bill T on Twitter, who then had to show me how lifts in posh hotels work, because apparently you put your card key in and then it'll let you go to the special floor. I think it's to stop the plebs get into the free nuts, of which I am now a pleb who snuck in. So if anybody wants any free nuts, let me know. I'll smuggle them out. I actually need to go there now, actually. Never know how safe tap water is for drinking. I always picture pigeons in the loft. So I'm going to go in and find this executive place and suss it out. I will report back. You know I will. And then soon, dinner with the Audioboo crew and other such people who will be talking at the MASH Media Conference. Can you tell I'm excited just a bit? Oh, yeah. Let's see how good this Wi-Fi is. If you don't hear this till Tuesday, it's crap.